this is about energetic currency. This is about omnipresent offers. This is about like changing up your business model to suit your energy. This is for people that are free-spirited, bright-minded, lighthearted, where your energy fluctuates. Your energy is all over the place. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. And you're trying to create like consistency in your business. You're trying to create like consistency in your content creation and in your business. And it's maybe it's not so much it's not working, but you've got to have like a model that works for you, or a creator model that works for you. This is kind of the vibe. Okay, so I actually just did a little bit of a riff on this, a quoted flow on this that I will be posting later on. But I wanted to come live because I always love a little bit of a live vibe, a little bit of a spontaneous live vibe, especially on my coaching day. So today is my coaching day. This is a day that I do all of my one-to-one sessions with all of my clients, which is a whole situation. Let's get into it. So like I said, 2024 being the era of energetic currency and omnipresent offers, this is actually the turn of the decade for me in my business. So in 2014, I started my business, and my business was just purely live. And it was based on my live launches. It was based on my live streams. It was based on my live energy, my live and real-time energy. And coming into the turn of the decade for my own business, so 2024 is literally the 10-year anniversary of my six-figure business then turning into a seven-figure business. So my first six-figure year was 2014. That is a decade ago. And so over that time, obviously, I raised kids, and I also became the stay-at-home mom, the homeschooling mom that I wanted to be as well. So there was definitely times in my business where I wasn't growing it to the degree I could be growing it, because I really wanted to keep it in a way that was I could do it in under 10 hours a week, and I could give it my everything when I was there for my clients and give it my everything with my content, not have to have big teams that would stress me out. And it really just like fitted me and my lifestyle and the chapter of my life. Going into like the second decade, you would think, oh, the kids have gotten older. It's a new era for me. But I've actually felt very much, not so much the opposite, but the opposite of the way that I have done things. And here's what I want to really bring. I want you to let me know if your energy fluctuates, if it fluctuates, it kind of like you've got so much energy to create content, and then you've got so much energy to like show up live, and you've got so much energy to I'm going all in. And then it like fluctuates. It's up and down. It's around and round. It's upside down. It's inside out. It's everywhere. It's like your current target. It is like, this is the one thing about my energy and a lot of you guys' energy is we have the energy, but it's not like this magical wand that it's like press energy mode now and go all in, or be consistent, or be disciplined, or have the energy to create, or have the energy to do this live round. I guess it's like that with ADD, with a lot of us experience that we will get hyper-focused, but the thing that makes it ADD or ADHD, it's not on demand. It is literally always so inconvenient, and it's at the wrong times. It's not on demand, because what would make it super hyper-functional is if it was on demand, but it's never on demand. It's whenever it wants to come through, which is always at the most inconvenient time, or the time that's actually not suitable for you. But it comes in, right? It like turns on. The same thing goes for creatives. And if you feel like you have a really creative soul, like who is like, okay, so your energy is all over the place. It's like up and down and around. It's not like this. It's not just like this mediocre, monotone, energetic state. It's up and down. It's beautiful. It's a surge, and it's like rushes, and it's all this energy all over the place. And it is potent. And it is powerful, but it's not something that you like switch on now, go. It's not on demand. It's not on command. It's not at your command. It's whenever it wants to. Or there's a couple things you can do to actually activate it and generate it. But when it wants to come on and turn itself on and bring itself online, your energy, it does what it wants to do. And it comes online. You're like, whoa, okay, here we are. Let's go. And it's kind of like you're following the energy. You're like, the energy is doing its thing, and you're like, okay, we're on this train. But it wasn't, there was to a degree you instigating it or you intending it. But a lot of the time it's like, oh my God, hop onto the ride. It's like the roller coaster ride, right? You don't have control of the roller coaster ride. You're just holding the F on, right? So then here's the next part of that is then how are we expected? So if your energy is all over the place and when it is like super surgy, you're creating so much, you're going live all the time, you're making all the podcasts, you're writing all the things, you're doing the newsletters, you're making the reels, you're doing the posts, and you're kind of like running like the wind with it. If you are a seasoned entrepreneur, you can get yourself to run like the wind with it. But so many people that are up and coming or that are just coming into their six figures, they'll feel the surge and then they'll get afraid because they'll feel like they're about to burn out. They'll feel like, oh my God, this is too much action, because there's such a fear that's been imprinted online around burning out. And so it wasn't like when I was back in the day, it wasn't like that, because back in the day for me, it was really encouraged to like show up in all of your energy when you feel all of your energy. But it's been imprinted, it's been encoded, it's been subconsciously reprogrammed in the negative direction that if you show up in all of your energy when it's there, when it's like cranking, where it's on, then you're in the hustle mode versus you're just literally in the slipstream of inspired alchemistic action. And if you keep following that, like magic is going to happen. So you're just like cutting off the energetics. Now, there is going to be a point where you don't have to worry about burning out a lot of the time if you're one of these people with the energy like this, because you're not forcing yourself in this surge. You're just feeling this energy and running with it, right? So when it turns off, you're going to turn off. You're going to be like, oh, it's gone, right? So many people are so scared of actually letting their creative like juices flow through them because they're like, oh my God, I'm hustling. I'm going to burn out. Oh my God, I'm taking too much action. Oh my God, I'm in my masculine. Hands off if any of those are things that you think when you're taking action. Oh my God, I'm in my masculine. You take a lot of action that is inspired during the slipstream. You're not forcing yourself. You can't stop yourself. It's more of that vibe, right? You can't stop yourself. It's not like, oh my God, I need to take this action. It's just like, I can't shut up. I can't stop posting. Can't stop creating. But then a lot of us is like, oh my God, I'm in my masculine, or oh my God, I'm going to burn out, or oh my God, I'm hustling. Oh my God, I'm trying too hard. Versus you're in the slipstream of action, and this is that potent, beautiful energetics that we get to harness and not put a pin in and not cut off at the knees, these energetics, because those are the energetics that will build your business. However, those are also the energetics that make your revenue, cash flow, all the things fluctuate. So if you get to the point of allowing yourself to like actually go with the energy, actually move with the momentum, actually just create wholeheartedly, free spiritedly, lightheartedly, and bright-mindedly, and let yourself run like the wind with it, you're going to get to a point where that the tap just turns off. The creative tap is just like, I'm tapped out. I am done. And that is it. And you're just left there going, have you ever felt that feeling where you're like, anybody? Where'd you go? Come back. Like, have you felt that in your bones, in your cells, that feeling of the creativity just being like, goodbye, I'm gone. I'm going on holiday. Goodbye, see you later, alligator. And you're just like, everybody go? Where did it go? You know the feeling, right? In your cells, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so you guys are resonating. You get it. Okay, perfect. So now what? I built my business on that energy. I built my business on surges of energy and allowing myself to harness those surges of energy. Now, one thing that I really realized last year in a really deep freaking way, energetic currency. Now, let me know if like energetic currency, like you've heard it a million times. Like I've heard it a million times. I know energetic currency, but here's what I want to ask you. Do we really know energetic currency? Like I'm going to give you a download right now that will have you understand energetic currency in a whole freaking new way. So we're just going to like get ready for that download, because I know you've heard it a million times. I heard it a million times. I've been doing this over a decade. And my first six-figure year was a decade ago. 2024 is my new decade online doing exactly this. I've already been doing this a decade. And I ain't no new kid on the block. I'd heard energetic currency. I knew energetic currency. I taught energetic currency. But here was the difference. It's when I realized my energy fluctuates, right? There's surges, But it's not freaking predictable. It's not like I can turn that energetic tap on. It is not on demand. It is not on command. It's like when I'm fully in that feminine vibe of like the creativity, like right now, like, oh, I felt it rushing through me and here I am showing up. And I let it come through me. But I can't predict this. I don't schedule this. I don't say I'm going to wake up on my coaching day and between this session and this session, I'm going to go live. I don't do that to myself. This is inspired. This is like inspired. It's completely unpredictable. It's completely inspired. It's completely not on command. I do not command my energy to show up because then I wouldn't be with the energy that I require when I'm live. So last year, when I found this, when I really, really freaking learned energetic currency is when I learned that your revenue is if you are a free spirit, if you were tapped into your energy, if you actually wait for the energetic surges to go, your revenue will be like this because it will follow your energetic waves. It will follow your energetics. Whose revenue and cash flow and momentum follows their energetics? But your energetics aren't on command. They aren't on demand. They're all over the freaking place, which is perfect because that's you. It's not like, oh, your business isn't run on discipline. Your business isn't run on consistency because I've been consistent for 10 years. So there's so many people on social media that are like, consistency, consistency, consistently. Dude, I've been posting on Instagram since 2012 consistently and I only just freaking went viral. It ain't about consistency. It's about knowing what to do and then doing it. Not even consistently figuring out your energetic currency. So that it can appear like consistency, but it ain't consistent. It's just constant. So that is a little extra nugget for you there. It has nothing to do with consistency. I have been consistent on Instagram since 2012. There has not been a week that has gone by that I haven't posted a post. And I have been probably 6 years deliberately, consistently posting on social media for my business. What an energy, right? So it ain't about that. However, if your business is directly linked to your energetic currency, you are at effect of your energy and your energy is not on command. You can do all the things. You can do the breath work. You can do the 3-hour walks. You can do the belief work. You can do every single somatic practice under the freaking sun, but it ain't. There is times in your life where your energy will not be showing up for you. And your energy, if that is the bottom line of your business, if that is the way that your business is run, there's going to be a time where you're like, my business is directly linked to my energy. #DAR, we all know that. But if you really look at energetic currency, not just from is this giving to me, but what is this costing me? What is this energetically? What things in your business right now are costing you? What are you costing you energetically? Because the cost, even if it is not direct and it is not revenue-ish and it's not cash flow-ish, is costing. There is a price. So to go even deeper with the energetic currency, if your business is built on your energy, which all of us free spirits it is, there's going to be times where your energy doesn't show up for you. And then your business is not going to be able to show up for you in the same way that it always has. And then it's this domino effect. It's this butterfly effect. It's this reverse butterfly effect that it goes back from the butterfly. It goes back to being a caterpillar and it ain't flying. And what I feel like that era 2024 is, and for me, the whole of 2023 has been, is to set up my business in a way that my content is directly related to my energetics, but my business is not. My business makes sales, makes cash flow, makes revenue, regardless of my energetic presence. I will be there, but it's irrelevant because before it was directly proportionate to my bottom line, my revenue, my cash flow was directly proportionate to my energetics because of my ability to show up live, my ability to go live every day. My ability to create live, real-time content every day was that was the fuel of my business. Until what I posted a couple of weeks ago, you might have seen. I know we're going into some like high level energetics, but you guys, I feel like you get it. So I talked about that situation that happened around the Stripe canceling my whole business and the ending in my email that said Stripe has, your account has been canceled, your account has been closed. That was it. Full stop. End of story. And I went into full PTSD and like full and well, I get shivers still. And I went into full PTSD and I took about 3 or 4 months to heal from it. I was like reactionary. Anytime I would hear something, I'd jump. I was in full trauma mode and I was doing every single freaking thing under the sun to heal through that. And some things are beyond your control when you have a trauma reaction. And so obviously everything got fixed, but that was beyond the point. My body went into full PTSD. It went back to the days where we had no money. And it even though I had all this savings in the bank and it wasn't a physical threat to me, but it felt like that in my body. And so my mind's like, I'm good. It's okay. We're good. But my body was having a completely different reaction. It's like, it's just doing its own thing. And my energy followed suit, right? And so I'd never had something quite trigger my PTSD. And I'm using those big words because that is literally what happened. And I'd had never had something that had done that since back in the day. And so for me, I couldn't go live like I used to. I couldn't go live every single day. My energy wasn't there. I couldn't show up and create live real content like I was used to. I couldn't face the camera like I used to. Now, there were certain things and deliverables that I had to do. But for the first time, I saw the extreme pressure I'd put my energetics under because they had always shown up for me. They had always been, if I do breath work, if I do my belief edits, if I do a 3-hour walk, I'm going to feel fine. But I was doing all of that. I was walking for 3 hours a day. I was meditating for 40 minutes a day. I was doing consistent belief edits a day. I was doing somatic release work practices all throughout the day. And that was just enough to show up just a little bit. And so to me, it made me really realize that if you build your business around your energetics, and a lot of people are like, my business is based on energetics, not strategy. Well, what happens when your energy is not there and you have no control over that? So for me, it was, I had control over what I could do, the breath work, the belief edits, the somatic work, the healing practices, the like hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of work every week on my energy to heal. I was doing all the work, but to go live was like, it was like moving a freaking mountain to get my energy to be able to go live, to be able to talk, to be able to feel, because I felt nothing. I was in like this numb, disassociated state. So it made me really wake up. And by 2023, it made me go, I'm no longer going to put that pressure on my energy for my business. When I'm feeling the energy, I will create the thing. And then I'm going to create omnipresence in my business where it is always constantly there, but it is not completely dependent on my energetic of the day. That was the difference. It's like it was completely dependent on my energetics of every day. This is just a really important distinction. And if you were somebody who was super energetic and super fluctuating in your energies, how important it is to maybe restructure a little bit of your business model to have it move without your energy being present and without being dependent. Now, I create content and I go live and I do that, but that's only when I feel like it. So I felt before, I only do what I feel like doing. And I felt like going live all the time. But then my business was based on that. If I didn't go live, then people wouldn't know what was up. They wouldn't know what was going on. And there would be less people buying. And so what I'd realized is, my business model to go to 8 figures, and that was really the work that I was doing is around 8 figures, was not going to be sustainable to my energy, even though I have more energy than anybody that I know. So if you have fluctuating energy, if you want to have your business be, you're just this wild, free-spirited, bright-minded, light-hearted, creative, inner creative soul, and then you're in your recluse, like that crunchy, like working out the meaning of freaking life and being all reflective and shit, and then you just want to be living your life and you're out there and you're adventuring and you're doing your thing, but your business has this beating heart that has its own pulse. It's not directly related to your pulse, your energetic pulse. It has its own pulse. And when you are surging, you surge that energy in and you create this whole structure around your business where there's omnipresent offers and there is channels. So I'm making sales all day, every day for things all over the place, because it's all these channels in the back end being going out to people. And so now it doesn't matter if I go live or I don't go live. It doesn't matter if I post a post or I don't post a post. But when I create the content, I have pure channels that go into a specific thing now. And it has given my energy, it has taken so much pressure off my energy that I actually love going live, but not all the time, but whenever I feel like it. And there's so many people that say you can't have a business the way you just do things where you feel like it. But here's the thing, they ain't free spirits like us. They don't have that same inability to do anything that is inauthentic to their energy. They can just wake up and do the damn thing without feeling a freaking thing. However, we are, and we create from feeling. We create our marketing pieces from feeling. We create our live streams from feelings and energy because we're creatives. Creatives feel freaking everything. There is two kinds of people that are creating on the internet, the marketers and the creators, like the creator minds, the marketing minds and the creator minds. The marketing minds are like what gets clicks, watches, sells, watches, opens, listens. Now let me just create that. So search on YouTube, what is people watching? They do, this is a marketing mind, right? This is a marketing mind. They go into YouTube and they go, okay, or they even go on in reels and they're like, what is people resonating with? Okay, they're resonating with these tips. They're resonating with these strategies. They're resonating with this particular how to start a business, that kind of vibe, right? And then they create it. They literally just fill in the hole. Like, oh, let me create that. And then they get that camera, they create their script. They don't even know the shit that they're talking about. They're like, that title's getting clicks and let me fill a void. Hi, here is how to create a business in 10 steps. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry could freaking regurgitate that shit. You can look up AI and then just regurgitate it. However, creator minds, we create from the heart. We're like, I got to say this. Like today, energetic currency, is this selling? Is this watching? Is people watching? I don't fucking know. However, I'm going to wrap it up in a marketing bow after I've done with this. But I don't know if this is like searchable or people are resonating. I don't fucking care. I want to say it right now. So I'm going to say it and then I'm going to wrap it in a marketing bow. Like, so it does get the clicks, the watches, the plays, the listens. Who is here is people that are so energetically connected to me. We are creatives. We do it differently. We do it back the front. We are like, I got to say this. I am feeling this in my heart and my soul. I got to say it. I got to get it out. It's cathartic. I don't care if this kind of like, I don't care if people are feeling this or if it goes above and beyond people. Like, I don't care if what I'm saying right now goes above and beyond, because I know that my creative mind comes first. And then my marketing mind is like, how do I get people to click, watch, see that? Because that is brilliant. Because that's what they need. They don't know. You don't know what you need. Like, as you as a coach, you don't, like, you know that your clients, they come to you with completely different questions than probably what they need. And so they ask a little question and then you run like the wind with it and that you've given what they need, right? Because otherwise, if you're just asking the question, you're not going into the cracks and the crevices that they actually freaking need. Creator mind changed my life. Yes. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yes, it did. Oh my God, Amy came into Creator Mind and then she came in to the one-to-one. I love coaching with her. We're going to have our session in 20 minutes. I love this. So that is literally the way that we do it back to front. However, these ideas that fall from the sky are not on demand. They're not on command. And we've just got to catch them when we can. That's the difference. They're not consistent. They're not dependable. They're not reliable. So there is a stage in your business where you're like, okay, this is a business. How do I support my creator mind? How do I back it up? How do I have my creator mind's back? How do I set up things and channels in my business to have my courses be omnipresent, to have channels that are going through them so I can create whatever content I want to create today that is not related to a freaking launch? It just so happens that I'm doing a live round of creator mind, but that's what's coming through me today. And energetic currency vibes, because this is always the thing. My content comes through and it's like three things could be related to this. So right now, this stuff that I just talked about is related to Retriculate, which is on sale. Look at my stories. And this stuff is created and related to Creator Mind. And I've got a live round of that coming up. But it's also related to like literally your energetic currency. Like, listen to this. I really hope you get energetic currency in a whole new level after hearing this, because I know we've heard it a million times, but it is literally directly related to your revenue, your cash flow, everything. However, as really, really unfair pressure to put on your energy. It's so unfair because, and it's so inconsistent because your energy is not on demand, not on command. You can't just like call it up, create a mind, activate. You can do all the things. And there's sometimes where you can do everything you know to do and your creator mind ain't coming through. Stop putting your business under so much pressure that it has to rely on your creator mind being there, because your energetic currency is absolutely everything. But if your energy fluctuates, have a think of how unfair that is for you, because your business will fluctuate because your energy fluctuates. So 2024 for me is entering into another decade, and I've just spent the last year setting up my business that my energy is directly related to my content, but not my business. Obviously, my energy is all about my business. It's all in my clients. It's all in there. However, I just don't put that kind of pressure on my energy anymore, that I've put in all place all these things when my business does what my business does, but it is not dependent on my real-time energy. It's not dependent on my energy in the moment. This is such an unfair pressure to put on your energy. And if your energy has pressure to perform, it's like you get into circus monkey vibes. There's going to be a tendency to be a circus monkey, because there's going to be times where your energy just ain't there, but you have to be there. And so you're going to show up without the energy because you have to, because that's how your business is set up. It's set up so it has to show up without, because you need to. And if your energy is not there and you still have to show up on your live streams and all of the things, I'm not talking about deliverables. Deliverables are different thing. It's like creatives. Like, I need to show up live because I got to make sales, or I've got to show up on my reels because I got to make sales. I've got to show up in a post because I got to make sales. That is like such an unfair pressure to put on your business, on your energy. And what's going to happen is you're going to show up in surface monkey energy. Think about that song, Dance For Me. Like, think about that song. Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. And it's like such a dance monkey, like circus monkey. I have to show up. I have to perform, even though my energy is not there. Instead, what I have now is I literally go live when I feel like going live. I go live when the energy is there, and it's not dependent. My business is not dependent of if I go live or not, if I post or not, if I do reels or not. You'll see the way that I do reels. I'll do three in a day, and then I'll do one in the morning. Or I'll do, and reels are a really beautiful thing because it's not dependent on your actual like energy, because you can reflect on an energy, but you don't have to perform. For a live stream, you don't need to perform. For these videos, I don't, so with coded flows, I don't have a consistency around my coded flows. I just get to do my coded flows, which are my videos, whenever I feel like it, whenever they're coming through. So I can let the creation, the creativity be super pure, and run my business from that purity as this just came through me, not for anything, but through me. Now, what does, and then afterwards you wrap it in a marketing bow, because we're smart business women. We've got the CEO mind that backs up our creator mind. And we want people to watch and listen and read and click and see these things that we create purely and then comes through. So creator mind, this, it's so poetic, because in January, I ran a live round of creator mind before I went viral. But a live round of Create a Mind as a holy grail, as in Create a Mind, the catharsis and the way that I started to, that was the thing that healed me. So like I said, in the middle of this, the healing that I was going through, I was doing the breath work. I was doing every freaking thing under the sun to heal through that experience that I talked about on that reel. And I did everything for like 3 months and nothing was cracking through. And it was scary because I'm like, is this cloud ever going to freaking lift? Is this feeling ever going to go away? Am I going to feel healed eventually? Because I'm not feeling any little scary of it. And then what I started to do is instead of having to go live and perform and do the things, I got creative and I got obsessed with reels and I got obsessed with writing again. But in a way that I don't need to make sales from this, not in a way that I'm putting pressure on my creativity to make sales, to build revenue, to sell this course. I completely thought, what if I don't need to sell this course live this month? What if I don't launch a course? What if I just create and then see what happens? What if I just say what I want to say? What if I just say what's on my heart? What if I just create because I want to create? And I spent 3 months doing that. And by April, I ran another live round of Create a Mind. And that live round of Create a Mind was like the catharsis, the cathartic craft of creating from a really pure place and letting that heal you, letting that heal you, letting you that open you up to that next level, letting you crack open through your creativity. And not just like, let's paint creative, like literally allowing the authentic expression to come through you that you've never heard from anybody else on the internet, that you've never seen created before. That is in order to be original, to rise and be original in this world, we need to be so tapped into our creative mind, not our marketing minds, not our, I need to sell this course, I need to sell this thing. We need to be like fully in our creative mind. And so from that place, I created Create a Mind, that live round. Now come to the end of the year is I have worked out the perfect balance and actually used Create a Mind as kind of like my sole strategy in my business to channel through cash flow, sales in an omnipresent way. And so that is what this round of Create a Mind is all about, is like doing your thing, but also allowing it, doing all the things around the thing to have it go viral, to have it been read by more people, to have it channel through to these things. And so I'm going to be really looking at like content creation as a whole. We're going to look at the creative pieces. We're going to look at the like conversion and the salesy pieces. We're going to look at the whole package of creation instead of just like, let's just create whatever you want to create. It's like, let's create whatever you want to create. And now let's package it up for the clicks and the watches and the sales and the opens and the listens. So let's like look at the SEO and let's look at the titles and the taglines and the thumbnails. Let's be freaking strategic around like the conversions and the channels that are in the back end of our content and then leading to sales, so that we don't need to have our creations and our creative mind be all of the time dependent, like our business being dependent on it. However, it is the fuel of it. It is the engine of it, but it is, it's like this different, it's like it's running in a parallel universe. That is the vibe that I wanted to bring you today around energetic currency and Create a Mind. And this live round of Create a Mind will be the, so for next year, I'm not doing live rounds of courses. I'm going to be focusing on my Figure 7, which is my mastermind. If you want to come into Figure 7, you actually get access to Create a Mind. So you can join Create a Mind. It's on pre-sale at the moment. Otherwise, you can jump into Figure 7. If you jump into Figure 7, it's $777 a month or $7,777 pay in full. And you get all of my courses, including Create a Mind. And then obviously, because you are working with me in Figure 7, we go through all the other different things. We go through all the structuring of your business. Figure 7 is literally like the dream, because this is a place where you get all of my courses, but they're not just like scrappy courses. They're like literally the methodologies to create a seven-figure business in a way that is you, that is more you than you've ever been, that is focused on you being literally the strategy, you being the strategy, your energy, your preferences being the strategy, your rhythms being the strategy, you are the beating heart of it. It looks at creator mind, which is your content creation, which is we're going to be really focusing. And that's our theme for December. So essentially the way that Figure 7 works now is the course of the month is the theme. So December is all about creator mind. It's about the content creation. It's about the channels. It's about the conversions. It's about really like creating that cash flow through your business, through your content, but not having it be this like really different way of looking at it than you've ever looked at it before. It's like really creating these parallel universes between your content creation and your cash flow, but then they come together and they like merge, and your content is creating the cash flow and the cash flow is coming from the content, but they're almost like in parallel. They're not because of each other. It's like a whole situation. So I will be diving deep into that. So you can join Creator Mind straight up. You can have that lifetime access, or you can come into Figure 7 and do the whole 12-month journey with me. And you don't need to start until the new year. You can start now your 12-month journey, going through all of the things from becoming like really finessing your mentorship and your coaching, going through your creator mind and completely changing it upside down, round and round. And not having, I think the thing that I want to end this on is our energy fluctuates. Our energy is all over the place. Free spirits, that's who I work with on the internet. Our energy is all over the place. Our energy is up and down, round and round, inside out, back to front, upside down. And for too long, we have based our business success on our energetics. And that is being acceptable. However, it is an unfair pressure to put on your energy. Because there is times in your business, and especially as you grow as a CEO and you're cracking those million-dollar years and you're 10xing the twangs that happen as a business owner, that you're 10xing the little things that happen as a CEO, and it's constant and it's consistent and it's every freaking day. And if your energy is directly related to your business revenue and your cash flow, then it is going to create some kinks. It's going to create these times where your energy needs to show up and you're going to have to start being circus monkey vibes. And that it just is not the energy that we want to go into 2024. So being really smart about it, really going, okay, I don't want my energy. My business can be here. My energy can be here. That is what I want you to see, is like your energy can be here and your business is here. And that energy is feeding that like upward spiral. And I think that's the best visual for this. This is like the truth that we never knew we needed. It's so deep in the cracks and the crevices of what we experience as a creator that it's almost like we're blindsided to it. It's almost like we just didn't see it because we're so blind to it, because it's just the way that we're supposed to be. It's so imprinted on us that we haven't really looked at how is this working for me. So I want your business to be going like this. Your energy can be like this, and you get to let it do that. And it's going to feed and feed and feed that top like that, your business. But it's not going, your business isn't going to go like this because it's following your energy, because you made it that way. You did that. You created that. You put it based 100% entirely on your energy. So in this round of Creator Mind, if you come into that, we're going to rearrange every freaking thing, and your business can be like this. Your energy can be like this. It's going to be up and it's going to be down. And it's not until you experience these things that you realize how important your energetic currency is. And you realize that you have placed too much pressure on your energy to show up and perform. And then you have to be a circus monkey. And then you get the shits with social media. But really what you want to look at is your energy. You've made your business dependent on your energy. You did that. Take responsibility. Take responsibility and create parallel universes where your business success can go like this and your energetics can just do what they do. There you go, guys. I hope you guys have the best day ever. Growing your TV dreams, and I will see you guys in the next video. Thank you so much for being here. Message me around Creator Mind or Figure 7 where you get the whole energetic situation. I'm about to go do a session with my client. Message me the details on all of the everythings, and I will see you guys in the next video. Thank you so much for being here. Chief Big Dreamer of the Internet is out.